Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Mario Galasso for Fred Radio, the Film Festival Insider.
From Berlinale, here we are with Janet Van den Brand. I'm sorry, I was going to mess it up. And we're talking about Ceres. Hi, Janet.
Hi, nice to meet you, and nice talking to you.
All right, so let's talk about this movie. So this is a feature debut, right?
Yeah, my first documentary, yeah.
I kind of want to listen from you, how did you got here? So how is your backstory?
Yeah, well, actually, Ceres started as a very small-scale project, so we're kind of amazed to end up here, but it got bigger and bigger on the way, and 2.5 years later, we have a film in cinema, which is like, oh my God, and yeah, it's premiering here at the Berlinale, and yeah, we're amazed.
Of course, yes. Why did you choose to put the slaughtering scene as an ending scene? Because I think you put some thought into that, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, the whole film is about cycles. We have the cycle of the seasons, the harvest cycle, but also the cycle of the farm generation from generation. The children are taking over. So the film also starts with life and it ends with death. But because we have this cycle, you also have the promise that it will start again. So there will be new life, of course.
How did you grow up? I mean, are you coming from a community like this, or you just bumped into this subject?
I grew up on the countryside. My grandfather had a small farm, but I didn't grow up like these children. This was completely new for me as well, but I knew about how it felt to grow up like a little bit isolated in a small village, having a lot of space, but like, for example, these children already learning their profession from the very young age. This was new for me. This was, I was very interested by this.
I think our generation is so lost. Back in the days, probably you would start to, you know, figure your life out at an early stage, as mm-hmm. you just said. And right now, so it's really like changed so much over the years. And I was actually very fascinated by this movie because I grew up in the countryside as well. So how did you find these little kids? They're all amazing. How did you find them?
Yeah, they are amazing, all of them. I went scouting from a very early stage. I didn't even know myself what kind of film I was going to make. I knew the topic, of course, but it was in a very early stage, and I went to see some people, and they brought me to Koen, and Koen showed me his animals and he told me his story, and I was so touched and so inspired, yeah, that this was the first character. And Koen brought me to Dan and Sven, who are friends, and Janina found via school. I'm not sure, there are not so many kids growing up like this, but I was lucky, I guess, that I was in the right circle at the right moment, and I found these kids and their stories, yeah.
So you kind of like found them on the way filming.
Yeah.
How did you work with them? Did you have to like teach them stuff, or were they just following your cues, or were they like nice to work with, or how was it?
They were very nice to work with. We just spent a lot of time on the farm, and a lot of time not filming, but also having fun, doing nice stuff with the children, sometimes even helping them a little bit on the farm. And that made it very easy, because in the beginning they were a bit nervous because the camera is so close to their face, but they got used to it very fast because we also have a very small crew and simple setup, so it was not very official. It didn't feel very official. Mm-hmm. It was just having fun. Mm-hmm.
And how many people in your crew, by the way?
We started with two, just me and the DOP. And sometimes we had a sound engineer with us as well, but not all the times, because sometimes I would know that we were going to shoot maybe 2 hours on far, and I would jump in the car and go there, and I didn't. Sometimes I was even only there by myself because I didn't have time to.
Wow, so you managed to like keep everything on track. Was it an easy shooting process, or how was it?
Yeah, well, of course, if you're only with two, sometimes it's hard. And it's long days, because sometimes we visited 3 children in one day. But hard, but also very nice, because very organic and very free.
You managed to capture the whole, you know, as you were talking about cycles before, the 4 seasons, right? So did you have to like stop the shooting and wait for the next thing? I mean, the next season coming. So how was that in terms of production, you know, like money, people coming at you or something like that?
Yeah, well, we shot for 1.5 years, so that's quite long. But during the shooting, we were writing the script, and also in the end, already editing. So the film, we found the film on the way, and the film found itself, I think.
Okay. Do you think you'll ever touch the subject again? Do you think about go visiting these kids later in life and see what's up with them?
I'm not sure, but I am very curious to see if they really manage to take over the farm, maybe in 20 years. But we'll see.
Right. I was like very fascinated about the relationship between these kids and the loneliness that they face, actually, because I feel like they are isolated kids compared to their classmates. And also in those little scenes where they are dealing with technology, with iPhones and video games. The video game part was so fun to watch. Yeah, if you just can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, the video game, of course, it's farming related, because I don't know. Also, they have smartphones, but they follow a lot of tractors on Instagram, for example. Like everything is from farming. But it is. Sometimes it is isolated. Because, for example, Dan, he lives 15 kilometers away from the school. And so after school, well, the friends don't just say like, oh, let's go over to my place. It's not that easy. They have to go by car because there's no bus. But also they spend so much time with their family. And this is so nice for them that it's, yeah, you have your contacts, of course. But it's really the inner circle. And also they go to, Dan and Koen go to a school which for farming kids. So they understand that also they have to help on the farm after school. They understand it. But for example, for Sven it's more difficult because he goes to a school where, yeah, a normal school. the children don't always understand him, mm-hmm. What's going on.
What's going on with the festival life of this title? Are you planning like a big tour, or you just started, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a long trip, or?
Yeah, we just had our world premiere, so this is the start from hopefully a very nice career for Cirrus. And of course, we're hoping for international film festivals and distribution, and also some television, hopefully.
Writing anything new right now?
Yeah, me and the DOP are writing a new documentary. It will be a poetic and tangible documentary as well, yeah.
Okay, great. So we'll look out for that. I think we got it. Thank you so much for being with us. Best of luck with all your projects and the screenings and series that you can catch at the Berlinale. Thank you, Janet. See you soon.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.